The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Entertainment News, along with Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. And Larry, who are we talking about today?
Today, Ira, we are going to discuss the country duo of Dan and Shay. It's Dan Smyers and Shay Mooney, and they've had a lot of success since their debut in 2013. They have a brand new song, which is the follow-up to the big hit Speechless, Tequila, and 10,000 Hours that came out earlier this year with Justin Bieber. And the new song, which we'll listen to right now, is called I Should Probably Go to Bed.
Well, the title's a good idea, Larry.
Exactly. I think a lot of us are going from the bed to the refrigerator to our office and back again. That seems to be what we do at home these days. But Dan and Shay, they are a very talented country duo. In fact, they're a crossover country duo. We don't have a lot of country crossover artists other than the folks like Kane Brown, Taylor Swift, Maren Morris. Those are people who've made the crossover. Dan and Shay certainly making the crossover. And their debut album was called Where It All Began. Then they released Obsessed. They've had 9 singles, 5 of them number 1 on the country charts. They've got 2 Grammys for Best Country Duo and an American Music Award and a Billboard Music Award. And this song today, which we just played, I Should Probably Go to Bed, is the first new single from their upcoming 4th album. And they are called Dan and Shay.
Do crossovers always work, or just sometime, or whatever?
Well, it depends on the song. It's kind of an interesting situation. You know, Elvis Presley was considered a crossover artist. So it goes way back, you know, like Everly Brothers, rockabilly songs and country crossover songs. They've been in the genre for years and years and years, but it's kind of a roll of the dice. You know, if a pop radio station is willing to take a chance on a country hit, then you might have some success. And I don't know what decisions or factors go into that, but there have been songs over the years, you know, that have crossed over from both formats and done very, very well. So it's an interesting question and a very good question.
Well, thank you for a change. I came up with one. He's Larry London. He is the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman, who finally has come up with a good question for Larry. And we'll talk to you again next week. And also, please keep in mind to keep checking voanews.com and all of our digital platforms for all the information you need.
That was a program from the Voice of America.